Chapter 44. Ron knew all hell was going to break loose when he delivered the suspension to Ted Mulvaney. That was inevitable. But he could make a phone call first. Adele Becker had never told him to give her a call if he was in need of advice, but he knew that he could. She and Becker had moved into their post-house apartment. She was still working on her doctoral dissertation. She and Ron had been students together when she made it possible for him to join the doctoral program at Drew University. He had blitzed through it, while she, now in retirement, was savoring the experience. She had mentored him for 10 years. She had taught with him. She invented curriculum with him as part of the team. She knew Angel, who she had always truly liked. She knew Celeste, and they shared stories. After the catch-ups, for which Adele had not that much patience, they got around to the point. Ron's call was an opportunity to excite her brain. She would rather talk to him about literature and teaching, but that would be a raw subject right now. Truth was that she missed talking to him a little. "So, Ron, you're not calling me at 1 o'clock in the afternoon on a school day to ask about how I am. What can I do for you?" Adele lit a cigarette and listened. Becker was after her to quit, and she was slowing down, but this called for a cigarette. Ron sketched out the scenario. She would understand the shorthand. No need to explain what this one or that one said. She would anticipate that already. She just needed to know what happened. She was thoughtful. She ran her hand through the front of her hair. She got the picture, but was not sure Ron did. There were some obvious alternatives to consider. "The way to approach the suspension is to have Muriel Browser make the call to Ted's mother. You said she was an educator, correct?" There was an edge in her tone. Ron nodded, and it seemed obvious to him in a flash. "She's a vice principal in a grammar school." She scolded Ron. "That was a rather obvious alternative, wasn't it, Ron? Did your male pride get in the way?" Ron laughed and took his punishment. Maybe a little. "Well, first of all, Muriel should have taken this referral out of your hands and did it herself when this first came up. That's what should have happened here. Now she needs to clean it up. She'll understand that. She's not dumb." Ron was nodding on the other end of the phone. "But you have other problems," continued Adele. "How do you intend to deal with a department chairperson who is out to subvert you and who you cannot move?" Adele sighed and shook her head. "Some form of training, behavioral in nature, a punishment," Adele suggested. "But you'll need Muriel to do that as well." Adele paused to let this sink in to Ron. She was teaching, and she was good at it. She knew that every once in a while she had to allow for a breath. "Now, you did right by a lot involving Carl. Unless Rufus gets involved, he'll want to back you on this and will consider it a favor, which also means that he will expect one back from you. But I hope you already knew that." Adele did not like it that she was on the telephone. She could judge by the expression on his face if he did indeed already know that. That would inform her as to how much he had learned about not trying to do it all himself. He had to realize that administration had to be a collaborative effort. She was not sure that he had learned that yet. "The other potential issue is that somehow Rufus Finley needs to be involved again. That changes everything." She had laid it out for him. "I understand, and I did know I would owe Carl. but I always know where he's coming from," said Ron. Adele said, "You may not, if Rufus gets into this." She saw that she needed to amplify. Rufus was made to put something in writing. He does not like that. Then there was a commotion at his Board of Education meeting, and I am sure he did not like that. So what you need is for Muriel to put this to rest. Adele reinforced her lesson. Then there was small talk and the promise of a shared dinner. Adele and Becker were on a 2-month tour of theaters that included 41 plays in 60 days. Maybe over the summer, before she and Becker left on the Canadian swing of theaters.